In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Paul's journey to Rome is complete. And as he gets into Rome, his first task on his mind is to gather with the Jews, the Israelites, his own people, who have settled again in Rome. You may remember earlier in Acts, we heard that the Roman emperor had thrown out all of the Jews from Rome in 50 AD. Now, just 11 years later, there are Jews resettled in Rome. And Paul wants to find them, probably lying a little bit low in the city. But after 3 days, he's able to find out where they're at, and he gathers with them. So Paul meets with his brothers and sister Israelites, and he gathers with them, and he says, "Look, I don't know what you've heard about me, probably terrible things, but I am not working against our people. Yes, I got arrested by Rome, and I was given over to Rome by our people, but it's a misunderstanding. I am all about Israel and about the hope that we as Israel have. That is why I got arrested. I was forced to appeal to the emperor in order to state this case and this cause. And that's what brought me here. But don't believe the lies and the rumors that you have heard." The Israelites in Rome respond, "We've never really heard anything about you, Paul. So nothing negative that we know of. But this way of Jesus, these Christians that you speak of, we've heard about them. They are spoken against everywhere in Rome by all people. So we want to know what this way of Jesus is all about." So Paul says, "Let's gather again on a future date." So they figure out when they're going to get together again. And that day, they come to where Paul is still in prison. So remember, he is being guarded at all times by a Roman soldier. So they come and gather around Paul, prisoner of Rome, and from morning to evening, they listen to Paul. And Paul painstakingly goes through the scriptures that these Israelites, these Jews, cherished so much. And Paul shows them at every turn, "Look, Jesus of Nazareth, who was just killed some 30 years ago, he is the Messiah that fulfills all the hopes of the scriptures." Over and over, for hour after hour, Paul unpacks this for them. And the evening comes as they're ready to part ways. The group of Israelites that's come to listen to Paul is divided. Some are pretty intrigued by this message, but probably the vast majority are thinking, "This can't be. A crucified man? The Messiah? A man who was defeated by Rome? Our great enemy?" And as Paul listens to them argue amongst themselves about how Jesus probably, maybe, but probably isn't the Messiah, Paul says, "Look, Isaiah, hundreds of years ago, he nailed you guys. He spoke so well about you. Remember when he spoke hundreds of years ago and he said, 'You're listening, but you're not getting it. Your eyes are wide open, but you're not really seeing much of anything. Your hearts are hardened to what God is doing in the world. You're deaf. You're blind. You've cut yourself off in the hardness of your hearts, so that you won't be open to changing your lives and turning back to God. And because of your hard-heartedness, know this: God will find a people for himself. I will go to the nations, to the Romans, the Greeks that you all hate. They will listen. I can't imagine this message was received well, but we're actually not told the response. But for 2 years, Paul stays in Rome, a prisoner. And we're told that he has one task: teaching and preaching about God's kingdom and that Jesus is Lord. And Acts is finished. Kind of a strange ending. I feel like if we were reading a novel that ended like this, we'd probably throw it across the room. What happened to Paul? What happens to the message of Jesus? He's in the Roman capital where Caesar is declared to be Lord, the ultimate pledge of allegiance. He's in this capital for 2 years as a prisoner, preaching that Jesus is the Lord of all. That not Rome, but God's kingdom has arrived. And that God, not Rome, is in charge. What happens? Acts doesn't tell us. Because Acts is not a novel with a finish. Acts is only bringing us partway through a story. A story that is continuing today as we look around this room and this world that we live in. Acts has no conclusion because we are the chapters that continue the book of Acts. God's work in the world, returning, Jesus returning through his Spirit to live in the world, to show and teach and preach a new world. A world where the dead have already started to be raised. A world where God is in charge even when it looks like the powers are in charge. This story is continuing today with us. Through us. We are the finish to this story, or at least its continuation. Paul finds himself facing the most powerful people and authorities in his world. Paul finds himself preaching to them that God alone is in charge, that Jesus, not the emperor, is Lord. Paul does this boldly, courageously. And we know about 6 to 5 years later, he finds himself back in Rome, head chopped off, executed by Emperor Nero for this message. But we know that the work of the Holy Spirit never started with Paul. It doesn't stop with Paul. The work of the Holy Spirit is the work of Jesus, raised from the dead, returned among us, living within us, transforming our hearts and our lives into a new reality, that we would be new creations, sharing the message, the hope, in a world that's dark and bleak with pain and death and political and economic turmoil, a message of hope. God's returned. There's a new world happening if you could just have the eyes to see it. If you could just have the ears to really listen to what's happening around you, you would see that a new world is here. But as we see with Paul preaching there in Rome, rejection is really the last thing that we see. And rejection was really the first thing that we saw with Paul as he was preaching and teaching a new convert to this way of Jesus. He begins his preaching rejected. He ends his preaching rejected. But there's a remnant, a small few who are listening, intrigued at the message of God's kingdom, of the resurrection of the dead already happening, that death has been defeated, and so have all the authorities. And so as we continue the story, as we complete the story of Acts in our own little journeys, from Paul we learn what that path is going to look like. We learned it from Jesus and we see it again in Paul. When God grabs you, it's a beautiful thing, but it's not going to be easy. Paul finds himself gone from a man of great power and popularity and prestige in his culture and world to a man rejected by his own people every time he goes into one of their synagogues. A man who's been rejected by his own nation. He's a Roman citizen by birth, and now Rome has turned on him and his message that there's a different Lord. So as we go on our own journeys this day, we need to have our eyes wide open, sobered up to the reality that rejection is the most common thing that we will face. When you tell a world that wants to be in charge of itself that God is in charge, they're not really going to want to listen. That's the message we have to offer. And when hearts are softened to that message, it is the greatest news the world could ever hear. Trump's not in charge. ISIS is not in charge. You aren't in charge. God's in charge. His kingdom is here. It's among you if you would just listen. Open your eyes to see what's happening. Jesus is Lord. Not you, not the other guy, Jesus. And this changes everything. No longer are we slaves to fear, anxiety, and worry. We can live by trust that our Father has returned to us. He's not abandoned us. He's forgiven us. He's back, embracing us, trying to find a new people for himself. May we not reject that message like those that Paul preached to so many times. May we be gathered in, wandering sheep, gathered into the fold. Because we have a shepherd who's saying, I want to take care of you. Come with me. A new world. I can save you from the darkness, the madness, the pain, the death out there, the political turmoil, the nonsense. Come to me. We will live a new world together. And we can spread this message. Because it's the greatest gift we've ever been given. And we want everyone to hear it. Whether they listen or not, we are going to stand up and shout. God's in charge. Jesus is Lord. No one else is. That makes everything new and beautiful. And that's what God's been doing from the very beginning, wanting to restore a world that we have mucked up. Let's turn to him. Let's spread the message. Let's finish the story of Acts. Let's get up, finish it. God has given us this task, and what a beautiful part we have to now play. Amen.